tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land. And once again, Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves, we the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. We the people of the United States of America, our God reigns and proclaims liberty. We the people of the United States of America, we the people of the United States of America.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. Here it is, August 3rd, 2025. Time flies. We are right here in the middle of summer. Only have this month and a couple weeks in September left for summer. But it's still full bore here with heat and storms and everything else. But we hope you are blessed. We, again, thank you for joining us. We've got a little bit of everything for you this morning. We start out with the pistol prayer. We've got it on a Bible bookmarker, along with the rifle prayer. We'd be glad to send it to you. We pray it because we believe it and we see it coming true. And when you find something that works, you stick with it. And in this prayer right out of the scripture, it does that very thing. So we hope you'll join us, and then we'll move on from there. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound. With all idols, be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, it is exciting times. It is encouraging to me. It's exciting to me to look at the current events, to talk with the men, the brethren here, the ministry, and men at just out on the street, and see things that are talked about in the Word that are prophesied, that are told of, see them taking place. Sometimes it troubles your heart. Sometimes it does mine, because it is troubling times that we're in, perilous times. But he is in control. And, you know, whether it's personal issues that we have or we see them happening on a national or a nationwide scale or a worldwide scale, we can go back to the scripture and see these foretold. We're going to start in Mark this morning, Mark 13. Well, let's take a look. Mark 13, 8 says, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. That's two different things, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places as well as famines. These are the beginning of birth pangs. Now, if you've... If you've been blessed to have a wife and been through birth with her and had children, you know that those birth pangs, they start, but it's not just like they start and they're over. Sometimes they can go 20, 30, 40 hours. And it's that way here. This is the description that he uses. We have these things happening. And he says, when you see these things happen, this is the start. And we've seen these things going on, and we continue to see them. This particular, the nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, certainly wars and rumors of wars, we hear about that, but I got a couple slides here that really caught my attention about the UK. The UK, the United Kingdom, has been totally, totally invaded, and it follows along with the rest of Europe, with Italy and Spain and Germany, I think everybody but Poland over there. Take a look at this. I don't know if you saw this headline. Muhammad remains the top UK baby name as Yahya makes a record-breaking surge in 2024 rankings. We'll talk about Muhammad here in a second, but the name Yahya surged 33 places to break into the top 100 boys' names in the UK for the first time, landing at 93rd overall. Total of 583 boys born in 2024 were named Yahya, making it the fastest rising male name on the annual list. Yahya being a confirmed Hamas terrorist. That'd be like naming the people naming children here Charles Manson or Son of Sam, right? Oh, yeah, so everybody's naming their child Son of Sam here because that's who they're glorifying. They're glorifying Muhammad. How about this? On July 31st, UK Office for National Statistics published its 2024 baby name rankings. 5,721 boys named Muhammad, a 20% increase over the previous year, marks the second consecutive year Muhammad topped the list, fifth year ranked in the top 10. So this, again, didn't just happen. This has been growing and growing and growing. When including close variants like Mohammed and Mohammad, total number of newborn boys bearing the variation of the name surpassed 8,400 in the UK. Now, if that is not an invasion, if that is not an absolute takeover, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. This is what has happened to our cousins across the ocean. You know, the Bible talks about, the sisters, right? Compares Jacob and Israel to the two sisters. One sins, the other one looks at it and says, I can do better than that. I can do worse than that. We cannot do that as a nation. We see this. This is right in our face happening right here, right now. And when it comes to wars, there are. I saw this graphic. Where are the world's ongoing conflicts? This was pretty current about war. All over. They're all over. Christianity is under attack in America. The number of Americans who identify as Christian continues to fall across the United States. Because they can be everything else. You can be Hindu. You can be Buddhist. You could do this. You could do that. So it's not just church attendance, but those that identify as Christian, because it's been under attack. It absolutely has. And that's part of what we read there in Mark. It's that kingdom against kingdom. The kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of light. Well, don't think that that God and the earth are not noticing these things. Had a big flurry this last week of more volcanoes. Got this picture, this one in Indonesia. For the second day in a row, one of Indonesia's most active volcanoes, Mount Liwatobi, Laki-Laki, whatever, erupted. The explosion launched a column of smoke and volcanic material, shot up 11 miles into the sky early Saturday morning. Debris from the volcano blanketed villages. No casualties, but boy, it ripped. And the pictures, I mean, even this picture just doesn't do it justice. Some of the videos, I couldn't get the videos together, but just crazy. And then, yeah, you can hit that next one, Jason. So that was Indonesia. So Hawaii, the whatever that one is still active. It's simmered down, but it's still flowing to where they've got tourists now and locals coming, taking pictures, and it's kind of backed off a little bit. But not too far away in Russia, they had a huge volcanic eruption as well. And so then they had also a huge earthquake, 8.8 magnitude earthquake that struck off the eastern coast of Russia on July 30th. Caused significant disruption against the Kamchatka Peninsula and the Kuril Islands. Tsunami waves up to 4 meters. A meter's about a yard, so that's like 12 yards. That's pretty high. That's what, 36 feet in height. Is that right? 12? Yeah, 4. Flooded parts of that town, damaging roads, homes, critical facilities. They had issued a tsunami warning all across. I think this next one shows where that was. And it's not like it's way over in Russia. It was right there. Now, you see Alaska over on the right and the Bering Sea. That's Alaska on the right and Russia on the left. And so it was not that far away from America. They had tsunami warnings, I think, issued to 4 continents. Never been done before. Hello? New things happening. And not just one. but here and here and here and here. We've talked about it before. This, I saw this graphic. This, they call it the Pacific Ring of Fire. You know, that's kind of like around the Pacific Ocean. It goes from the tip of South America all the way up, the whole western coast of South America, North America, Canada, all the way across Russia, and then all the way down, whatever, Eurasia, Asia, and then around Australia. And then the next one shows, this is currently erupting volcanoes are in red. Now, they've got it split up, but if you think about that ring of fire there on the left, all up and down South America, and then up over around Alaska, and then back down to on the right side of your map, Russia, then down around on this side of China and India, and all around the islands there. What did we read? What did we read there about earthquakes and volcanoes and these things happening nation against nation? We are living this today. We are seeing it worldwide. Now, many people can't see the forest for the trees. They don't put any scientific credibility to the Word of God. Many don't. But when you look for the truth, you see that. You know, it talks about signs in the heavens as well. There is a the second total lunar eclipse coming up on September 7th. It's not going to be visible here in the United States, but everywhere else, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, the second total lunar eclipse of 2025. And again, just these things that are happening. Well, if you believe in coincidence, you can go with that. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that our God is a God of order, and He has things structured, and He causes things to happen in His grace and in His mercy to awaken His people, right? It says that there, and I say, awake, awake, O Israel. And I think that that's what these things are. But they are happening. They are continue to happen. I didn't even put slides together. More record wildfires in California that's firing out, firing up. Certainly the flooding that we've seen on the East Coast this last year and down in Texas, and things that we don't normally see. Had massive hail damage just over in Cheyenne, I think, on Friday. Windshields busted out of cars. Siding on homes destroyed. Had 70-mile-an-hour winds in Cheyenne, or in Laramie yesterday with damage. Out of the ordinary things. Again, a couple scriptures. Let's take a look. Here in Luke, it talks about it again. There will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines, and pestilences, fearful sights and signs, and great signs from heaven. And I think we're living these things. We are in these days. Oh, the learned, the seminary taught in the seminaries that have been taken over by Esau, by the Antichrist, by those that hate Jesus Christ and those that follow Him. And that's who teaches the preachers of the land today that make it into the Judeo-Christian churches. They want you to look over there at the, you know, the poor Israelites just being, you know, discriminated against again. And they think everything's going to happen over there when it's right in front of our face. If you care to look at it, if you care to see it. Now, when these things are happening, what are we to do? Boy, I've seen a lot of resurgence in bomb shelters and in plans for that, and companies that make them for the ultra rich. They go out and make them and, you know, bury these big fiberglass and concrete and steel tanks and on and on and on. Well, how about we go back to the Word? We got to stay there. Let's take a look at Psalms. Psalm 46. Psalm 46 says, therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear. Though the earth is transformed and the mountains are toppled into the depths of the sea, we will not fear. And that's the attitude we have to have. That's the attitude we have to have. That's the mentality we have to have. Remnant, remember our network website? We take a second to show it to you and remind you of it right here, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there. It is put together for you, for your benefit, and for you to be able to share with others. The news wire's there, and you can look there for current events and breaking news. And if you've got things happening in your neck of the woods, you see the email there. You can email us at jason@sfaw.org. Again, jason@sfaw.org. And we'll do our best to post it up there and share it with the remnant. Well, I've talked about it a little bit before. It just seems that way, that there is a change in the air. Things are changing for the better. And, you know, in Isaiah 43:19, I think it's real important to look at this. God says, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it?" And Isaiah was telling the people there that, hey, there's new things happening. And it's God doing it. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? A couple of headlines. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. National propaganda radio is shutting down finally. NPR, National Jewish Radio, National Propaganda, however you want to say it. They talk about having 100 employees. But they had what, I think, $1.1 billion in public funding. You figure that math out, how much money they're making. And they you couldn't have a more un-American, anti-Christ propaganda radio than NPR. And it is shutting down, praise the Lord. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the conduit for federal funds to NPR and PBS, announced on Friday it's beginning to wind down its operations, giving President Trump has signed a law clawing back $1.1 billion in funding for public broadcasting through fiscal year 2027. So they are shutting down. And, you know, you ever listen to it if you travel, sometimes I'll turn it on. You know, they one of their programs, All Things Considered, it's just a lie. It's just a lie. They're not considering all things. They're just pushing their left-wing don't eat meat, un-American agenda. So see, that's a change. That's a change for the better. A change for the better. Oh, they're crying the blues. Rural communities, Alaska, blah, blah. It'll work out. It'll work out. It will. But I think it's getting their attention. And that's a good thing. How about this? Got any big Vegas people out there? Sin City slowing down. Oh, they're having they're just calling it a slow summer. Las Vegas tourism dropped sharply as visitors are claiming casinos are empty amid rising costs of everything out there. Las Vegas, this is what they reported. I would say it's at least double this, but this is what they reported because they don't want to scare the investors. Las Vegas tourism dropped 11.3% in June compared to last year. And I saw this local quote. I wanted to share it. Vegas will never recover. I didn't make that up. That was just a quote I saw in the news report. And thought that was quite interesting. Vegas has been called Sin City forever. And it's slowing down. And I think that's a good thing. That's, again, a change. A different spirit in the land. And I saw this one too. Bible sales still climbing. We talked about this early in the year because it was the beginning of this year that this first came out. Bible sales in the U.S. had surged in recent years with a 22% increase in the first 10 months of last year compared to the same period of 23. Increase was driven by both first-time Bible buyers and those expanding their existing collections, with mainstream retailers like Amazon also seeing increased sales. And then so far in 2025, I saw an update on this. Total sales of printed books are increasing by less than 1% demand for this sacred text, that was what was in the quote, demand for the Bible still grows, attracting especially first-time buyers. Now, I think that's a good thing. Oh, we saw that, yeah, less and less people are identifying as Christians, seeing that poll, but more and more people are buying Bibles. Not Korans, not Torahs, but Bibles. And that is a good thing. That is a good change. It's a good change when people would do this. I think we talked a little bit about baptism last week. You know, Hulk Hogan, who had passed away, had gotten baptized and very vocal about it. It made the, you know, the media and all that. But again, Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Another change, something I saw, and I didn't get a chance to really look into these and dig into it and double and triple check their theology and everything else, but it caught my eye. I wanted to share it with you. In 2025, America witnessed what organizers called the largest synchronized water baptism event in history with a thing called Baptize America. I hadn't heard about it. On Pentecost Sunday, June 8th, over 650 churches across all 50 states participated, resulting in over 26,000 registered baptisms. They call 6,800 salvations. I guess they're still thinking accepting Jesus. Grew out of the Baptize California initiative, described as a movement of hope and transformation, with families being baptized together and individuals making public declarations of faith. And it did grow out of a Baptize California. I thought that was a good thing. It was Baptized Southern California back in 23. They saw 4,100 people baptized. In May of this year, they had about 25,000 people attend and over 7,000 baptisms. Now, you know, MSNBC didn't cover this. Their governor, Gavin Newsom, sure didn't talk about this. I haven't, you know, we kind of pay attention to California. Haven't heard anything about this until I saw it this weekend. And then on June 8th, they said across America, over 27,000 baptized. Now, again, like I said, that's between them and God. It is. But it's a whole lot better than 27,000 raising their hand and saying, "I accept Jesus as my personal Savior," that you can't find in here anywhere. But you can sure find baptism in here. We learned that. So I think, again, it's better. It's better. Better than not. And my last verse again, we read it a little bit. We're going to hit it again. Isaiah 43, this time 18 and 19. And it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past," says God. This is what he's telling Isaiah. This is what Isaiah told him. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not receive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." We are in a desert here for the as far as the Word of God goes in this nation, and a wasteland between the homeless and the drug addicts and the opioid deaths. And that's getting better, right? It's getting better. More and more churches and more sin. I talked to a man Friday morning about that. He's in another non-denominational church, and he was quitting a university job, a good state, well-paying job, to go full-time with this non-denominational church in the ministry. And I prayed for him, and I said, you know, how is it we have more churches in the land, we have more sin in the land? Because they just appease the people. And I told him, I said, you know, that quote, "The Bible is like, the truth is like a lion." Especially Bible truth. It needs no protection. Just let it loose. Just put it out there. There's changes happening, and those are good. And I think it's a result of our prayers. I really do. It's God giving us another chance as a nation. Well, Remnant, that's all the time I've got. That was the scriptures I had. Stay tuned. We're continuing with Pastor's series, Bible Zoo in the Kingdom, Part 2, coming up. And then we'll have some new stuff for you right after that. So, again, thanks for joining us. God bless.
Oh, the game people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. La da 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 da. La da 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 dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Oh, we make one another cry, break a heart and then we say goodbye. We cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Well, neither one ever gives in, so we gaze at our 8x10. Thinking how it might have been, it's a dirty, rotten shame. La da 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 da, la da 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 dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play. People walk up to you, singing glory hallelujah, when they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. Gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope and cheat your fate, and furthermore to hell with hate, why don't you get on board? La da 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 da, la da 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 dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Look around and tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to remember who I am. 'Cause you've given up your sanity for your pride and for your vanity. Turn your back on Christianity and you don't give a da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games you will play.